Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You have chosen Generation Fellowship of Churches. This is our Monday night service with consuming fire with our own national apostle, York Milton. We're going to get started on this evening. We'll have our opening scripture, our opening prayer, then testimony service, then the announcements, then a word from the man of God. We will have a scripture reading from Minister Ray and a prayer from our own national mother, Mother Patricia. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Coming out of the book of Joshua this evening, Joshua 6, chapter 10, and the word of the Lord reads, "And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, Ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth, until the day I bid you shout, then shall ye shout. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once, and they came into the camp and lodged into the camp." May the Lord add a blessing to the reader and hearer and doer of his most holy word. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for what our words, ears are about to hear this evening. We ask you to touch, anoint, heal, deliver, and set free. We thank you for our families, Father. We thank you for your healing virtues. Lord, we thank you for another day's journey. Father, I give you the glory, the honor, and all the praise. I speak peace and blessings. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. From the north, the east, the south, and the west, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, fingertip to fingertip. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And thank you, Minister Ray, for that scripture reading, Joshua 6. And thank you, our national mother, for that powerful prayer on this evening. We're going to now open the line of testimony service. Or if there's anyone on the line that has a praise report that they would like to share on this evening, the line is now open. Amen.
Amen. This is the national mother. I just thank God for all of you guys, and I just thank God for being able to come online tonight. It's been a while since I've been able to get on with you guys, and I just thank God for the camaraderie. Amen.
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 Thank you, praise God. Give honor to God, head of my life. Thank God for give honor to my wife that's on the line with you tonight. Thank God
Amen.
For her. Thank God for Chief Apostle Betty Thomas. Give honor to National Apostle York Milton on tonight. General Shaw, Evangelist Brown, Mother Patricia, and those are all at the sound of my voice on tonight. Just thank and praise God for another day. Thank God for breakthrough. Thank God on today for manifestation and all he does. And I thank God for continuous mercy and grace that he extends his hand to us all today. And I just thank God for breathing on today. A lot of people is in distress. I thank God for no stress in my life. I thank God for healing, complete healing. And I thank God for the ministries and bless every ministry on tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for being saved. Thank God for his keeping power. And thank God for the prayer line and everyone that's on it. Be blessed.
Amen.
And I wanted to say thank God for Brother Georgiana also.
Amen.
Would there be another?
Giving all honor to God who's healing my life and to everybody on this line and Apostle of York that's going to bring the word. Truly, it's a privilege to be here one more time in the land of the living. Because it had not been for Jesus Christ on my side, where would I be? Oh, I just thank God for having one more day in paradise to be here on this earth with no harm and danger and no sickness upon my body. And I'm not in the hospital. I'm not laying in a mall. So I give God all the praise and all the honor because it had not been for him on my side, where would I be? And I just thank God for everybody on this line and be blessed. Amen.
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 Will there be another?
Amen. Given all reverence to my Heavenly Father and given honor to all that is on the line, the house has been addressed to all our state officials, to our speaker on tonight, to our national apostle, York J. Milton. I thank God for another day, because this is a day that I have never seen before. And after it's gone, it'll be a day that I will never see again. But I just thank God for what He is doing in my life and how He has blessed. We went to church just yesterday and how we gotten such a good report on our church from on Saturday, and how they're so excited and they are ready to give us a, they want us to have a grand opening. They have suggested that we would have a potluck coming this Saturday, and this is how excited they are. It's because of the move of God, not because of me, but it's the move of God. And I just thank God for this season, because this is a new season that He has us in, and He's getting ready to do new things for us, not just me, but everybody on the sound of my voice, even to the radio land out there. God has favor, and He has your name on it. So all we got to do is just continue to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And it's one thing that I had was talking with someone, and they I was trying to figure out, how is it that you can stand in the church on Sunday, but then stand in the world and secular on Monday? They explained it to me, is that you have to find balance in your life. But I just thank God that He is my balance, and He is all that I need, that I can stand, and I can stand in the old pathway, and I can and I don't have to walk in the in this new order that they have out today. I thank God that He has touched my heart. That's where it is. I only need Him. I don't need the worldly thing. I don't have to finger pop. I don't have to dance to the secular music. I don't have to listen to it. It's because He has me in a place. It's to where it's, He is my only and my all and all that I need. And so I just thank God for a new direction, a new path, and I thank Him for where He has me and what He's going to do. And I just thank God for each and every one of you that is in my life, and that you're on board, and we are going somewhere, because there is favor, unfair favor that God has for us, and I share it with all of you. So God bless you, each and every one that is on the line and out into the radio land. God bless you. Blessings and blessings. Amen, General.
Amen. Amen. Will there be another? If not, the announcements, let us be reminded that we're back on the line tomorrow evening at 7:30 with Eileen Vision of Hope. This is covered by our national mother, Mother Patricia. And Mother Patricia, will you be speaking tomorrow, or Minister Ray going to cover you? Okay, hosted by Minister Ray tomorrow evening at 7:30. Fellowship and Unity Ministry, this is covered by Minister Ray. It's Monday through Thursday at 6:30 a.m., Friday 6 a.m. The call-in number is 774-220-4000. The code is 786-7473. Again, Fellowship and Unity Minister Ray morning prayer line, 6 a.m. Monday through Thursday, Friday 6 a.m. 774-220-4000, 786-7473. Blog Talk Radio, Friday night 7 p.m. Call in number is 646-668-2435. Again, Blog Talk Radio,
this Friday, 7 p.m., 646-668-2435. Let us be reminded, God's House of Prayer and Deliverance service this Saturday, August the 18th, at 10 a.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. Saturday school, 11 a.m. morning worship. Our own Chief Apostle, Dr. B.A. Thomas, will be bringing a message. The address is 22876 Mountain Avenue, Paris, California, 92570. Again, that's this Saturday, August 18th, 10 a.m., Saturday school, and then 11 a.m., morning worship. Paul is invited out to hear a word from the Lord, and as our apostle said, it will be our grand opening, and we will be having a potluck. So we're asking all to come on out and fellowship with us this Saturday. Those are my announcements. Are there any more announcements or corrections? If not, we're going to get ready for the word from the man of God, our own national apostle, Apostle York J. Milton. Man of God, have your way.
Well, the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. This is the man of God, national apostle York J. Milton, letting you know that prayer is the key to the kingdom. And faith simply unlocks the door. Well, beloveds, we are honored tonight to be back again another Monday evening. And I know that the weather's been hot, but one thing about it, the Holy Spirit is hotter than that. Amen. We thank God for the testimonies that have went forth on tonight. Those that are listening, so glad to hear from our national mother. Bless her heart. Amen. Always praying for you, Minister Ray, all of you that are on this line tonight. Amen. I respect to our chief apostle tonight, General, all of you. We know that things are moving. We know that the Lord is moving and he's doing a quick work. Amen. If the Lord, amen's will, we plan to be with you on Saturday for that grand opening service. And oh, I tell you, amen, that the harvest is ripe, but the labor's a few. But somebody, amen, wants to be changed and wants to be delivered and set free. Amen. In spite of what we're experiencing, he's still good and he's still able to do anything but fail. Amen. We want you tonight, amen, just to look unto the hills from which cometh your help. For all of your help, thank you, Lord, comes from him. Amen. We know that if we depend on and lean on him, that he'll give us wisdom, he'll give us knowledge, he'll give us understanding, amen, on how to survive as believers. And we thank him on tonight. Last week, amen, the Lord instructed me to have you that were on the line to write some things down in expectancy. Amen. And I know tonight, amen, that there is a testimony of someone that obeyed the man of God, and we ministered to you and said by this Monday, which is tonight, that you would have a victory report. So I just want to pause right here, amen, and just anyone that's on the line tonight that has a victory report from last Monday to speak now. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I got a victory report. Yeah, last Monday I was having a little difficulty because I was just promoting. I'm a promoter also, as well as my restaurant work that I do. And last week, you know, in business you have a little roadblocks and things that don't go quite well. At this particular time, God got a particular time for everything, and I was having a little difficulty connecting with some comedians that I was connecting with. And these are nationally known comedians, so it's not an easy job to connect with them all the time. But I just stood, you know, I wrote it down. Like a man of God said, I wrote it down. even though I keep it written down anyway, but I wrote it down again, prayed over it, and just left it there and believed God. And so I knew over this weekend that it was going to come to pass, that I was going to have everything that I had. So Thursday came of that last week, and me and my agent out of New York, we hunkered down, and we got some people on the line, and we got some things done. And then Friday we was on that line 2 hours, and so we got some things done, hammered some things out, did some business, and come Friday we didn't hear from them, but I knew today we was go hear from them, because Friday they takes the days off and leave early. But we had got everything in there that we needed to get, and I knew today was gonna be the day. When I woke up and got off my prayer line this morning, I received a phone call. Everything is done. And so I just thank God for opening the door that we can go further. After Saturday, I think I'm going to pack my suitcase, and I'm going to head back to Sacramento, and we're going to take care of the business that that's need to be taken care of. And I just thank God for giving us the ones and leading us to the ones that we needed, that he had instructed me to get. And so I thank God for opening the doors, and we got the numbers that I wanted, and I got the big-time artist that I needed. So I thank God for opening the door today. And tomorrow I'm going to have another praise report, because I'm going to have my restaurant tomorrow here in Temecula. So I just thank and praise God for all that he's doing in my life, and me and my wife's life, and our family life, and that we would be a blessing to each and everyone on this phone and our church, and that we can go forth in things. Nobody can tell me that God won't answer your prayers and give you the desires of your heart. Amen. Amen. That is my praise report.
Amen. Anyone else, amen, tonight that has a victory report? Glory to God. Well, I want to say this to you, amen, on these Monday evenings, glory to God, the Lord is dispatching a special anointing upon everyone on this line, and I want you to know that things are getting ready to shift in your direction. I listened to Chief Apostle when she was speaking about the ministry there in Paris, and the Lord have opened, woman of God, the Lord have opened up the floodgate and have caused a breakthrough to come even to the ministry there, and given you favor with the people in that area. And I just want to encourage you tonight. I'm so overjoyed. My spirit is so overjoyed, because the scripture says, behold, I will do a new thing. And God is doing some new things in chosen generation. Amen. Even with God's house of deliverance, the Lord is doing a new thing. We've been praying since the convocation, and seemed like the enemy wanted to attack the convocation thing. But see, anytime the enemy acts up, always expect a miracle somewhere. God's going to step in and give a miracle. And we thank God for that praise report. Amen. I do plan to be with you on this Saturday. Amen. So I'm encouraging everyone to come out and let's support the grand opening for God's house. Amen. This is all incorporated with Chosen Generation. So we just want to tell our Chief Apostle, we're just so overjoyed on what God is doing for you there in that area. Amen. I want to tonight to deal with just a few moments, the 100 division of the Psalms. And the scripture says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generation. That's the 100th Psalm in its entirety. Tonight, amen, I just want to encourage you with these few words. Continue to lift him up. Amen. Continue to lift him up. You know, beloved, I was looking at the news and, you know, the fires that are happening and, you know, it's a sad situation to see how people have to evacuate their homes. Some people are losing, you understand, their source of income because of the fires. And the Lord gave me a revelation through that and said, can you praise me in the midst of adversity? So many times we praise God, but can we praise him in conditions that are not comfortable? And he gave me this little word tonight to tell you, continue to lift him up. Well, Apostle, how can I lift up the name of Jesus when the storms of life are raging? Well, you got to understand who you are. When we understand who we are in God, then we can conquer anything, beloved. I listened to Minister Ray talk about his business and the promoting that he does. And I listened to him talk about the restaurant that he's trying to, you understand, open and move things so he can be a blessing to the ministry. Well, don't you know, any time that you put an effort to do God's will, the enemy is always somewhere around to bring the spirit of doubt, to bring discouragement. And sometimes he'll make you feel that you won't succeed or you won't last in what you're doing. But I want to encourage everyone tonight, I don't care what the enemy says, you continue to lift up the name of Jesus. There's power in his name. You know it. There's healing in his name. There's deliverance. There's breakthroughs. There are new things, new avenues, new doors. And we can't be afraid to embrace something new. Amen. Anytime that one gets a new home, there's a certain aroma that's in a new structure. When you go to the car lot, get a new car, it's a new car smell. It's fresh. And what God wants to do with us, he wants to give us a fresh anointing in this troubled time. Amen. I'm praying and I continue to pray and I say, Lord, stir us up the more that we can praise you better, that we can thank you better. Amen. And we've got to learn, saints, how not to complain. A lot of times we complain, Lord, why this and Lord, why that? I've learned one thing about serving God, that complaining is a sin. It is. It's a sin to complain. Amen. He said, in all things, give thanks. So in order to continue to lift him up, we first have to know how to lift up others. Amen. You got to know how to encourage others, how to speak a word of life. Amen. In a dead situation. The scripture says in the text, serve the Lord with gladness. Don't serve him sad. Don't serve him with a dead spirit. And when I say a dead spirit, I'm not saying you got to run through troops and leap over walls, but when you serve God, the one that saved you, you should have some joy behind your praise. Amen. You should have some joy. Well, Bishop, it gets rough. Listen, everything in life is not easy. But I tell you this, when you've got the Lord backing you and he's in the front of you, on the side of you, amen, everything will go according to God's plan when we lift him up and praise him. Amen. It says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that have made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep, hallelujah, of his pasture. Oh, I'm just thankful tonight that I'm a part of God's crew. I don't know about you, but when I got saved, I didn't get saved just to look at others praise him. I got saved to continue to praise God, to worship him better. Amen. Salvation is something that shouldn't be pushed on a person. a person should just want to humble themselves and receive Christ into them. What is our job as believers? To win the lost. To win the lost. The ministry that was just opened in Paris, amen. We're not opening that ministry just to say we're doing something. God gave the woman of God the vision. And so since the vision is being alive and we're motivated, the signs to know that it's God, you can feel the people and feel their energy to lift them up and to want to serve and want to help and want to be a part. That's what ministry is about. It's not about big I's and little U's and titles are okay. But let me tell you something, saints. Before the titles come, you got to know who Christ is. Amen. You may be in a position where you have to witness. And understand this. You don't have to be in the ministry. And when I say in the ministry, a preacher, an evangelist, you don't have to have a title to witness and to encourage others that they can survive. When you continue to lift them up, people will see the glory of God on you. Amen. I've been places and I've, you know, just visiting, and man came to me once and said, Apostle, I feel the glory of God. When you walked in the building, I could feel God all over you. And what is that saying? People are supposed to feel what you have, and that causes them to want it because it's an anointing. This anointing, and those of you on this line that's filled with the Holy Ghost, you understand what I'm saying. When you go somewhere, people can feel the anointing gleaming off of your life. Thank you, Lord. It said, amen, in the fourth verse, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. Saints, we got to learn how to continue to be thankful. Amen. He said, be thankful over small things and I'll make you ruler over many. We've got to thank him. Amen. I thank the Lord. Every day I thank him. Lord, I thank you. During the course of a day, I may be going somewhere in a situation, in a meeting with a family, encouraging a bereaved family. Lord, I thank you. Woo! How many times have you just stopped to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you. When you thank him, what that does, it starts you to praise him. And then when you start praising him, then you start lifting them up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't have to do anything special. You don't have to do anything for a person to look at you. Because let me tell you, when you lift him up, it's all about Christ. Saints, we got to remember, it's not about us, but it's all about him. He said, if I'll be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. If we lift him up, people will come and be saved. So many times people say, I did this and I did that. I stopped to tell you tonight, you didn't do nothing. I didn't do nothing. It's nothing that we do to cause a person to be saved. It's the Spirit of God that works through us that will cause a man, a woman, boy, or girl to come running saying, what must I do? How can I get that anointing? How can I get the Holy Spirit that you have, amen, to keep me encouraged to serve the Lord? Glory to God. Amen. It said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. In other words, bless his name. Glory to God. How many times have you stopped to say, Lord, I just bless your name. I appreciate you. I thank you. Amen. I bless you, Lord. And then when you pray for someone else and encourage somebody else, even though you need something from the Lord, and you put yourself on the back burner and pray for somebody else that needs a touch, God will cause a miracle to be attached to your life because of your commitment to God. Oh, saints, let me tell you, it's a yosha, hallelujah, it's a blessing to know who he is, to know the healing power of God, to understand, amen, what you're in, amen. This is just not, we just don't serve God just to be doing something, but we serve him because he is the risen Savior. Amen. He is the King of Kings. He is, hallelujah, the Lord of Lords. The Bible says in the book of Acts, chapter number 2, and it says around the first verse. It said when the day of Pentecost was fully come, that's it. They were all with one accord in one place. How does the Holy Spirit move? Saints, we've got to be on one accord. That's how God moves in our midst. Amen. If it's just two or three of us, if we're thinking and believing on the same thing, the Holy Spirit will come in and visit us and touch our lives. So many times we look for crowds, but sometimes it's not in the crowd. Amen. It's in the Spirit of God. Glory to God. We got to go back. We got to go back to the Scripture and remember what the Scripture says. Glory to God. That the Spirit of the Lord came upon them in Acts, the apostles, if you read it. And if you would read that whole first and second chapter of Acts, it would tell you about the power of God. It would tell you how the tongues came and the people were filled, the apostles rather, were filled with the Holy Ghost. Then it goes on and said, others mocking said, I believe that's in the 13th verse, of these men full of new wine. And he said, this is that which was spoken, thank you, Lord, by the prophet Joel. In the last days I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. All flesh means men, women, boys, girls, elderly, all ages. I'll pour my spirit out on all flesh. Amen. Sons shall prophesy. Old men shall dream. Young men shall see vision. And then it went on and said, on my handmaidens, which is the ladies and the women, in those days, I will pour out of my spirit. Let me tell you, we've got a whole world to reach, but the whole world won't be saved. Did you hear what I said? Everybody's not going to make it to heaven. But you know what, beloved? Tonight, glory to God, it's evident if you're on this line that you have some type of connection with God. Glory to God. But we're talking tonight continue to lift him up. Whatever you do, don't forget to lift up his name. Amen. It's not hard to lift him up. But when you operate in the spirit of pride, and someone said, well, Bishop, I'm not proud. But you know, the scripture talks about a proud look. It's nothing, the flesh gets no glory when it comes to God. The flesh gets, did you hear me, gets no glory. It's not about, glory to God, what people think about you is what you think about them. Listen to what I'm saying. People will talk about you and say, oh, they talked about Christ. I hear saints say, oh, well, they're always talking about me. You said you wanted to be like Christ. So that means you have to be equipped to take it. If you can't take it, beloved, you can't make it. That's from the pulpit to the door. Glory to God. Salvation is free. But don't you know when you get saved, the enemy, that sets you up right there. Right when you confess Christ. Right when the anointing comes in your life. That's when the trouble and the trials will begin. Don't you think salvation, amen, is just something you coach through? You got to go through. And when you go through and pass the test, beloved, look, before you know it, you say, Bishop, I'm going through something else. And it's not because you've been disobedient. It's because your trials come to make you strong. Amen. If you never have a problem, how do you know God can solve them? Oh, yes. But tonight we're talking about lifting him up. When you lift him up, the enemy's mad. But that's the enemy's job, to try to distract you. And people will look at you, but I tell people this, don't look at me, look at Christ. Look at what he's done. There have been many that have been sick with conditions, and the doctor said, we can't do anything. But they believe God, and they're still alive. Why? Because their trust is not in man. Their trust is in the Lord. Hallelujah. This is a good word on tonight. Yes, I want to get stronger in him. Not only in him, but I want to be able to help somebody. My motto, one of my mottos is, Lord, help me to help somebody make the rapture. That's my whole job as a man of God. Amen. Even if I wasn't an apostle or a bishop or a minister in the church, just being born again, that's my commission as a believer. Lord, help me to help somebody make the rapture. Amen. If I could just encourage one person to to come to Christ. Amen. I feel that my job has been completed, because that means that's another soul in the kingdom. And every time you witness and every time you encourage others that they can be free and they come and God saves them, that's another soul in the kingdom. The Bible says that the angels rejoice over just one soul. So can you imagine if you go forth and give an altar call and people come and get saved? Oh, they're having church in heaven. The angels are just running around having, shouting, dancing, because that's filling up the kingdom of God. Amen. What is my purpose? Man asked me the other day, he said, Bishop, I'm saved, but what is my purpose? My purpose is to live again with Christ, to live with Christ. That's my purpose as a believer, to make it to heaven. I don't want to be witnessing to people and I die and go to hell. No, I want to go where I'm telling others they can go if they just confess Christ as their Savior. The scripture, the final verse in that 100th Psalm says, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. His mercy is everlasting. That means until eternity. His mercy. If it wasn't for God's mercy, I don't know about you, but I'd be gone a long time ago. If it wasn't for God's mercy, amen, I wouldn't be saved today. But God looked beyond my faults. Hallelujah. A lot of people don't want to admit that they had faults in their life. But all of us have had something in our life that we needed God to free us from or deliver us from. And I want you to know this. Every day I ask the Lord, Lord, save me the more. Fill me the more. Give me wisdom and knowledge how to go in and out of your people. Amen. Just because we walk into these offices and prophetic and the apostleship, that does not exempt us from being obedient, being humble, and being faithful and committed to God. That's what it's all about. And when we go back to the way that it's supposed to be, amen, so many times people are doing things to be praised. But let me tell you something. I fear God. A lot of people don't fear God, but I fear God. Amen. I can't play with the Lord. Some people, they love him today and they hate him in the same day. They love him and they worship him. And then when things don't go their way, the first thing a person will say, well, the Lord, he don't love me. People need to get off that pity party and start realizing that sometimes we do things and we have to suffer because we're not obedient to what the Lord has said. If the Lord tells you to go left and you go right, it's not the enemy. That's your own decision. But would you rather do what you want to do, or would you rather obey God? The Bible said it's better to obey God rather than man. So in order for us to continue to lift him up, we've got to do a self-check, a self-inventory. A self-inventory. There was a song, and it wasn't gospel, and there's no sin in what I'm going to say, but Michael Jackson wrote a song, and it was called The Man in the Mirror. And I preached about that some years ago. And what that means is, when you look in the mirror, who do you see? You. Now, if you see somebody else, when you're looking in the mirror, I need to pray for you, and we need to have a go on a fast, and pray them spirits out of you, because them are demonic spirits that you see. But if you look in the mirror and you see you, sometimes we point our finger, but we never want to admit that you have the problem. Beloved, I want you to know tonight, God is looking and he's concerned. And matter of fact, he already knows what you're going to do before you do it. So that's why I tell people, you can't fool God. I don't care how you do it, how you want to. God already knows our thoughts. He knows the future for us. He knows what we're going to be doing 10 years down the line. But he wants to see what you're going to do. Amen. Lift him up, saints. I don't care what it is. Lift him up. Glory to God. I sing the song sometimes. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, whether, Lord, whether shall I go? Oh, beloved, there's no way of escape when God's in control of your life. Amen. So many times I remember when I first received my calling, and I was running from it as a younger man. I started ministering when I was 13 years old, 13, 14 years old, and I didn't understand in the beginning what the Lord was doing. But my pastor, rest in peace at that time, she's gone on. She told me, she said, son, you need to ask God to mature you in your gifts so that you'll be able to minister effectively. Begin to pray and fast and seek God for the direction that he would have you in. Now, mind you, I was a young lad, 13, 14 years old. Amen. But in God, there is no age. When God calls you to do something, you can't stop and say, Lord, well, this is going on and that's going on. When you're really called to what you have to do, you may stray, but you can't stray far because there's an anointing that's surrounding you. I want to encourage you tonight as I close to understand this. I don't care what's going on in your life. God is still working miracles. Hallelujah. I hear the Holy Ghost saying tonight, some of us need God to do something in our lives. But what we've got to do, we've got to lay out before him in sackcloth and ashes and begin to cry out, holy, woo, glory to God, is his name. How do you stay anointed? Crying out to God. How do you keep what you have in the Lord? You got to continue to humble yourself before the Lord. I ask the question, and I'm closing, and this is something that's food for thought for your spirit tonight. I was teaching a class some years ago, and I asked the class, I said, what activates spiritual fear? And no one could answer the question. I asked them again. I said, can anybody answer that? What activates spiritual fear? And no one could answer it. No one, oh my God, it was just a silence in the building. I said, well, I'm going to answer it for you. What activates spiritual fear is humbleness before God. In order to fear God, you have to be humble before him. Doesn't matter how old you are, how long you've been in ministry, how long you've been saved. It has nothing to do with that. In order to activate spiritual fear, and when I say spiritual fear, it's fearing God. A lot of people don't fear God, but you got to, in order to fear him, you've got to be humble before him. That's the only way that he can answer your cry and your prayer. You've got to be humble and continue to be humble before God. And he will do it. When I'm preparing a message or preparing a sermon or I have to go somewhere and run a revival, I just don't get up and start preaching. I have to go before God and ask the Lord, humble myself before him. Say, Lord, here am I. I'm your servant. Give me, what do you want me to feed your people? What do you want me to say? Sometime the Lord will give me a word, and when I get in the pulpit, and this has happened to many of you that are in ministry, I'll sit in the pulpit, and the Lord will change my message right there. Because it's something, it's a need in the building, and it's something that he wants to say other than what he gave me before. Beloved, all I say to you tonight, continue to lift up the name of Jesus and watch the miracle power of God flow in your life. So it is, and yet shall it also be. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, National Apostle York Milton, for a mighty word on this evening. For those that tuned in late, he came from Psalms 100, verse 1 through 5, and his subject was continue to lift him up. We're going to now open the line up for comments, questions, or concerns, or just to thank our national apostles this evening for a powerful word. Amen. The line is now open. Amen.
Whew. Praise the Lord. I'm a living witness. If you lift up the name of the Lord, you can draw all people unto you. I'm a living witness. In 1992, when my son got in trouble, I stayed on the fast and prayed. And one evening, I said to the Lord, I know I read somewhere in the Bible about old men having visions and young men having dreams. I said, I don't know if I got it right, Lord, but when I go to bed tonight, let me dream what's going to happen in that courtroom. I was on the second sheet, and they said, if that's all they were found guilty of, let them boys go home. And the reporter who did me really, really bad called me up and said, because of you talking about Jesus so much, I'm saved. Now I know what you're talking about. A bunch of homosexuals showed up. I never heard the word gay. I'm from a plantation in Mississippi. When they told me gay, they were talking French to me. Where I come from, we call them sisters. They had heard me talk about informing the discriminated. I don't get what color you're being here. But I thank God after the trial was over and everything the Lord told me and I told them, and it was true, a bunch of them sisters stopped being sisters.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. So true.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. What a mighty God we serve.
Yes,
he'll never be forsaken. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. He'll fight your battle. Just keep still.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Would that be another?
Yes, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for Mother Georgiana. I want to say to Apostle York, what a word that came from above, from Jesus. And I want to say, when we go into the house of the Lord, we must always be on fire for the Lord. That means have a praise in our heart. And like you said, give me a clean heart, a pure heart, a clean hand. But first you gotta clean your heart up. And for the pastor won't have to prompt you up to get up there to do the praise or the devotion. You should already be ready to praise God. Where I'm from, we had no choice but to praise God. And when we went to the altar to get saved, my grandmother used to tell us, oh, go back, you ain't got it. And me and my sister, every time we went up there on Sunday, go back, you ain't got it. On the altar, but we don't go back to the altar no more because, you know, people, everybody say they saved and, but we can't judge who is saved and who not saved, but we can't pray for the people. We can't treat everybody right, but we can't treat everybody the same, but we can treat them right. And, I was in a pulpit, like a couple months ago and, I heard a pastor, a young man got up to announce for the pastors and the preachers and stuff. And, you know, people are formal when you say pastors and apostles. They, you know, I say, well, just say pastor or just say brother. You know, they get the foaming at the mouth. They don't, you know, they can't get it out. And, you know, because they ain't been trained to do the right thing or say the right thing. But we must know that we have to pronounce the word pastor and evangelist, give the people, I give God the praise, and I honor no man but God, but, when we honor the man of God, we are to, give him the praise and let him take over. You said a mouthful, and if nobody got it, I got it. So I just thank God that, he gave me that boldness that I don't feel, I don't care if it's a million people. I'm gonna say what thus said the Lord. You know what I'm saying? And whoever don't get it, oh well. I'm going to still pray for you and give you the word. So I just thank God for the word that he put in me, the boldness that he put in me. And everybody going to change my mind. Because you don't never know who's out there that's listening to you. That has a real problem. That even, it take a lot to come into the churches of today. How people be so critical with people. People scared to say anything now because they think somebody might say, oh, she didn't say that right or she didn't do that right. It doesn't got nothing to do with you. It's between her and God. So we must know when we, the man of God, is in the pulpit, we're supposed to have his attention. That means we can't talk. We can't be chewing gum. We can't have nothing in our mouth and stuff if we don't hear. And we got to get the right understanding because somebody in that church is going to get blessed. So I thank the Lord for the dynamite word that you came with. I done heard you preach before, but tonight you cut some heads off tonight. I mean it. Everybody should be saying, ouch. Ain't nobody saying nothing, but I just thank God for it. And I'm taking it just like you gave it. And I just thank the Lord for it. Keep on preaching, stay on the wall, and don't ever come down. Amen.
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 Will there be another?
Yes, ma'am. This is Sister Ayana, and I just want to thank God for the man of God, Apostle York. I was driving, but I heard the whole message, and I could not comment earlier. But I just thank God for the word that was shared. It was a lot that was said, and I can't comment on everything. But what stood out was humble, the word humble. And I just thank God for transparency, because it's very important for me in my life to be transparent. And as you spoke Amen. About the man in the mirror and how we are to see our reflection through the word of God, and that's how we're able to identify where we're at with God in certain areas of our life. And I know for me, God has been dealing with me over the weekend just in certain aspects. And I just thank him that he's such a good father. And I say this all the time because he is. And I just, his presence is just like a father being with me here. And so he can teach me and he can help me and he can instruct me. And I know that he has my best interests at heart. So when he corrects me and he tells me, you know, Ayana, this is what you need to improve in. This is what you need to do here. This is what you need to change there. Oh, Ayana, this, and maybe Ayana didn't realize that, but because I know he has my best interest at heart, I can receive what he's saying, although I may not have recognized it before, but I know when he's speaking in my heart, okay, God, this is what I need to do here. It may be a little difficult in my, you know, it's only difficult in the flesh, but when I humble myself in the spirit, in the Holy Spirit, and allow him to be my come alongside helper, then he empowers me and strengthens me to obey and to do the word of God, because my heart is to be a doer of the word of God. I need to hear God's word so I can grow in faith, and then I need to be a doer of that word that I've heard. And so that's what I purpose in my heart to do. And so I just thank you, Apostle York, for the word of God. I do receive it down in my spirit and in my heart, and I will walk in that word in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God, Pastor, Apostle York. You must have been listening to one of my messages. I'm always talking about that Michael Jackson song, Man in the Mirror. And that song goes on to say, I'm asking him to change his way. And so I thank God for the message on tonight, because we all need to change our ways, especially the ways that's not of God. And so, and if you do, and one thing that I do touch and agree is that all day long I thank God. I thank God that I have a praise in my mouth all day long. I have a thankful thank you in my mouth all day long. And I thank God when there's no one around, I'm thanking him. And he sees it and he hears it and he receives it. And I just thank God that I'm grateful unto the Lord for and still marvel at some of the a lot of things that he brought me out of in life. So I just thank God for and humbling in me, because I wasn't always humble, and I'm still looking to be more humble. I guess that's why I eat a lot of sweet potato pies, to be more humble, like humble pie. But I just thank God for the word that went forth on tonight, that we need to apply that word in our lives more so than ever before. You know, we need the Lord more than ever before now. We always needed him, but we need him more than ever today. And what's going around today, how life is, and how church is going, and how the world is going, families, and just situations that's going on in our lives, we need the Lord more. And it starts with ourselves so we can receive. So I just thank God that for your word, for the word that he gave you on tonight. That was a great word. Appreciate it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank
you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Apostle York, no, he did it again tonight. And he is a man that is humble. He's a man with many gifts. And as long as I have known him, he has been a humble man, a man that with many talents and operations. He's a fivefold ministry walking by himself. And I have never seen him walk with a proud spirit. He always has been humble. And so I just thank God that I know him as a man of God. I know him as a friend. I thank God that he's a part of a chosen generation, and I thank God for him. And thank you for the word on tonight. Is because we are to be thankful unto him and bless his name. And giving thanks to God is a privilege to all that love him. So no matter what you're going through, we can always be thankful for something that God has done. And as we can see how the fires is going in all over California, from the north to the south, there's fires that is going on. And if we can see that man cannot contain anything that God has control over, they cannot control the wind, they can't control the lightning and thundering, they can't control the fire, they have no control over the water. So I think that we need to take heed. Because God is moving through this nation is because of the rebellious spirit that we have. So we need to, as saints, to make sure that we stay lined up and be humble ourselves and give God praise and to give him the glory and stay in the will of God. Amen.
Somebody needs to mute their phone.
Amen.
Oh, okay. That's right. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory. Amen.
Yes, I too want to thank the man of God for an awesome word. I thank you so much. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Will there be another?
Hello?
Amen.
Amen.
Just to thank him again, because not only that he has given us a lesson as well on tonight, if we can just listen to the message, he's given us instructions on how to live. He has given us instructions how to go in and out of God's people. So this was very powerful message on tonight. And so this is even out to the radio land. Be blessed and be encouraged is because this message was to encourage not only us, but to encourage you as well. So I just say God bless to even to the radio land. God bless.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm.
Would there be another? If not, at this time, I'm going to ask Mother, our faith mother, to do an invitation to Christ.
Amen, amen.
The ABCs.
Amen.
Amen. If anyone, you don't know the Lord and the pardon of your sins, you straight away or need a fresh anointing, it's as simple as ABC. A, admit you're a sinner. B, believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins as well as mine. C, confess your sin. The Bible says if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So ask the Lord to come into your heart and repent of all your sins, and he will meet you there. It says in the word that his word will stand forever. Heaven and earth may pass away, but his word will stand forever. So truly, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Read your Bible, study this morning, and prove the workman needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, National Mother, Mother Patricia, for that. Are there any prayer requests?
Praise God. I'd like to put it in a prayer request for Mr. BJ called me to put in a prayer request for Chi, Brother Chi and Sister Barbara. They lost a daughter in South Carolina. She was found, she's 28 years old. She was found disrobed out of the field. Mm-hmm. So they're going through right now. And so we want to also put in a prayer request on Mr. BJ's behalf of her family and the Burleson family on tonight. And also put a prayer request in for me and my wife and our family, our children and our grandchildren on tonight. And that that God will continue to open doors and make a way out of no way on today. And pray for all of you on this line on tonight. Amen.
Amen. Will there be another?
Just the courage.
Praise the Lord. I'm asking for a prayer for the Brown family, the Tomlin family, the Dom family, all the United States as a whole, Donald Trump and everybody. Because the time, we're living in the sign of the time. And it's time out for playing church. Time out for friendship. And being buddy-buddy, it's time to try to go to heaven. And to go to heaven, we got to learn how to love one another, encourage one another, and forgive one another. Amen. And that's what it's all about. We can't say we go to church. Yeah, you just go to church, but you got to be Christ-like. That means you got to have the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And when somebody can see through you and see that you're real, and then no matter how you get a word, people can know when you're fake and when you're real. So I just thank the Lord for this word and this encouragement that Apostle Ryuk gave to us. And we got to learn that when we're up in public, if you can't say the person's name right, ask somebody the name before you. You know, people get you stunned. Like, you know, that, like, you know, like they can't say pastor. Just say brother or just say sister. That's good. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Will there be another? If there's nothing else, we will have final remarks, prayer, and benediction from our own National Apostle York Milton. Thank you, man of God, for a powerful word on this evening. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you on tonight. We thank God again for the Spirit of Christ. Amen. For the Word of God, because the Word of God comes to help us, encourage us, and motivate us to continue to go on by faith. Amen. And we know the prayer requests that have been offered. And those of you that just want a closer walk with the Lord. Amen. We're praying tonight that God would touch ministries everywhere. Amen. Pastors, the enemy is attacking pastors. Amen. Apostles, it seems like we're living in an hour where the fivefold ministry is being attacked in the spirit. But I want you to know, amen, everything that's happening right now, the fires and all of these things, is all in the Word of God.
Yes.
Amen. The Bible said it'll be a great falling away from the ministries. And all over the world, even mega ministries now, amen, people are falling away. Where years ago, people had a desire to want to go to church and serve the Lord. But now, amen. People go and they're so quick to rush to get out. Amen. Mm-hmm. When we were taught years ago how to just sometimes just be in the presence of God and it'll cause things to change. So I want everyone just to pray for my family and for my children. Amen. For my grandchildren. Glory to God. And my son Nicholas, he called me the other day, Apostle, and he told me, he said, Dad, I don't know why I'm feeling like I'm feeling. He said, but it just seems every time I talk to somebody, I just end up encouraging them. And I told him, I said, these are your gifts, being the Lord is now molding you into your gifts. So God is really raising him up in his music. And Apostle had prayed some years ago. We were with her at a 1 Corinthians, and she prayed over him that the Lord would anoint his hands. And I tell you, that young man can play that organ. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And not because he, because he's my son, but he had a desire to play.
Yeah.
And the Lord anointed him, and he just want to encourage. And sometimes it's just good to let those know that prayed encourage. It's good. The Bible say that we should testify and encourage the ones that minister and prophesy. So I just want to encourage, amen, everyone that's on the line, and we're just praying that God will add more to not just Mondays, but that he'll add to everyone that has a ministry on the prayer line, that he will increase the numbers on this line. Amen. I've got some, my son and daughter that lives in Texas, Apostle. They will be coming on the line next week. And I've got some, I told them, I said, be ready to sing a song. Amen. Or either read a scripture. Because, see, this is what it's about, saint. Not just chosen generation, but this ministry is everybody's ministry. Amen.
Amen.
That we can just reach the lost at any cost. And I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. And I just want to encourage everybody again that's local, let's prepare to go Saturday to support our chief apostle in this new move that God is doing. I was supposed to be with her on the first service, but it's all right. I'm going to be at the grand opening. So, hey, everything is going to fall in. I'm excited. Saints, we ought to be excited. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. Thank you for this prayer line ministry, this phone ministry, God, that you have created through the vision of our chief apostle. We thank you, Lord, for giving us a word, an end-time word to encourage your people. God, we need you to strengthen us all that we may continue to minister to your people. Give us, God, a rhema word that we may minister life, God, and it will be life-changing messages. Not just on this Monday night, but every evening that a ministry goes forth. Lord, let it be a shift. Hey, glory to God. In the ministry of this prayer line. As your servant tonight, Lord, I decree miracles on each one tonight. I speak healing to sick bodies. I speak encouragement, God. Even in finances, Lord, touch our finances. God, that we may be a blessing to your kingdom. We pray tonight, Lord, that you would not only let this be a tool of outreach, but even with the radio ministry, God, that's connected with Chosen Generation, I speak now that the ministry will go out on the airwaves, and it will touch not just in the U.S., but, Lord, let it go into country. Woo, glory to God. Let it go, Lord, across the seas. Lord, even the military men will be able to hear the word of God.
Yes.
And we thank you. Let it go into the jail cells. Let it go into the prison. Hey, glory to God. That salvation will be ministered. In Jesus' name, we thank thee. Amen. And thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
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 Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Radio Land.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
God bless everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. You just got through listening to Hallelujah Monday night's broadcast recording. Hallelujah, the live prayer line. Hallelujah, that goes forth every night. You just got through listening to it. Praise God, live. A chosen generation. Praise God, hallelujah, with National Apostle York Milton, hallelujah. And what a rhema word, hallelujah, that was delivered on tonight, on that night. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you never know, hallelujah, when that word going to come right back around. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to open up the lines at this time. Praise God. Hallelujah. If anybody is on, praise God, and you have any comments, testimonies, prayer requests, hallelujah, at this time, the lines are now open. Praise God.
Amen, amen. Giving all reverence to whom, to my Heavenly Father and to all the one that is listening to the under the sound of my voice. I just thank God for a mighty word on tonight. And I thank our national apostle for bringing that mighty word. And I'd like to also just thank Elder Primo for making all of this possible. Because if it wasn't for him, we would not be on the line tonight reaching out to the world and giving a world the world a word. Amen. Because there's one thing that we know, that the word has to reach every ear. And I know that this way that we have went outside of the walls and we are reaching the lost. As the National Apostle had said, that this is our purpose, is to reach the unsaved, to reach the one that's in need of deliverance, in need of healing. We are to reach those, and that the word will be sent out, and that the word will deliver, the word will heal, and the word will set free. And I just thank God on tonight that he has given me a mind to serve the Lord, and I serve him with gladness. Amen. I come into him with thanksgiving in my heart. So I thank God. Thank God, Elder Primo.
Amen. Amen. We thank God tonight. Praise God for Apostle Thomas being on the line. Hallelujah. Amen. The apostle of a chosen generation of churches. Praise God. We thank God for her on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And do we have anybody else on the line on tonight? Praise God.
Praise God, I'm on the line. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for that word again. It's always good to hear a good word again. And thank God that we have an avenue to reach the masses. We don't need no mega churches and pastors to reach. We got a word just like they do. And so I thank God that we have an opportunity and a platform to reach the listeners out there, that they get a real word, that they get a word that's going to help them, a word that's going to edify, purify their minds and heart. We're truly living in a day, in a time period where people are not, like the apostle said, it's going to be a great falling away. It's already taking place, a great falling away. But we need to, if we got the real saints standing on the word of God, as well as it be a great falling away, it could be a great rejoining Christ. Some people can, just one person that backslide, that rejoin the graces of God again, is a greatness too. So we just got to take it one person at a time, one soul at a time. Heaven rejoice over one soul being saved or coming back unto the Lord. So I thank God that we have a platform to reach those people that fell away from church, fell away from ministry, fell away from walking away from their salvation. Left and right, this is happening. So I thank God that we, as the people on this line, chosen generation, and those that's under the sound of my voice, Elder Prevost and Bishop Page and the rest of the gang, that got a mind set to live for Christ. You choose to walk away, that's on you, but I'm going to stay right here on the wall because I know God is going to return and he's looking for us, a church without a spot, wrinkle, and not an error in our walk with Christ. So I thank God that hope many lives was reached tonight. I hope souls got something to ponder. I hope minds got something to ponder tonight from the word that went forth on the night. Thank God for our national apostle. And God bless you, Elder Andre Prevost Sr. God bless you. He's doing great things in your life, too. I'm proud, and I'm happy to hear it. In Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for Pastor Ray on tonight. Hallelujah, praise God, the facilitator of Fellowship of Unity morning prayer call. Hallelujah, praise God. We thank God for him on tonight. Amen. We thank God for his comments and his testimony, praise God, on tonight. And do we have another one on the line on tonight, praise God? The line is open, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. The line is open, praise God. Hallelujah.
Don't be afraid about
saying. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I would like to thank our national apostle, Apostle York Milton, for a powerful word on this evening. He blessed my soul every time I hear from him. He is a very humble man, as always, and he's blessed my soul every time. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We praise God tonight, hallelujah, for Evangelist Maxine on the line. Praise God, hallelujah. We thank
General
God
Shaw.
For you on tonight. I'm sorry?
That was General Shaw.
Oh, that was General Shaw?
Yep.
Yeah.
Amen.
That wasn't,
well, praise.
It wasn't me, too, though.
Amen. We thank God for General Shaw, and we thank God for you as well. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, Apostle York. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody who called in, everybody who tuned in out there over the airwaves. Praise God. We truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we just want to remind everybody that you can catch, hallelujah, amen, the chosen generation of churches, praise God, with Apostle Thomas, praise God, every night, hallelujah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, four nights out of the week, praise God, hallelujah, amen, at 7:30, amen, West Coast time, amen, 8:30 Central, Midwest time, 9:30 Central time, and 10:30 Eastern time, praise God, at 774-220-4000. Access code is 011978. Praise God. Hallelujah. Call in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Every night and be a part of this live service. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for Apostle Thomas and everything God is doing for her and her ministry. Praise God. We thank God for the growth. Hallelujah. That she hasn't even seen yet. Praise God, in her ministry that the Lord has given her. Hallelujah. And we will continue to just praise God. Amen. Make sure that we continue to support Apostle Thomas. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like I said, every night. Praise God. Monday through Thursday. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank God for her on tonight. We thank God for all the members. There's so many of them. I'm not finna say. I'm just going to call them the ladies of L.A. plus Ray. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, amen. We thank God for all of you on tonight. Praise God. Amen. And we thank God, hallelujah, for everything that God has done. Hallelujah. And we're going to go ahead and pray out for tonight. We want to remind everybody we will be online tomorrow night. Praise God. Hallelujah. So make sure you call in tomorrow night. Hallelujah. At the same time, same channel. Praise God. Amen. And be blessed with a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Amen, amen. Elder Preble, before you close out, let me also say that we're going higher and higher on tomorrow morning. We will, anybody that is in the area and close by the area of Paris, I ask you to come out and join with us, because the chief apostle, well, the national apostle will be bringing a word on tomorrow. So, and I will be doing some training in the morning. So I'm just asking everyone to come out. We're going to be at 22876 Mountain Avenue in the city of Paris, California. If you need, we're going to be having spiritual food and the natural food. So come out and be fed on tomorrow and be blessed. I tell you, the Holy Ghost is going to be in the place. If you need healing, deliverance, this is the place to be, because the anointing is meeting us there at the place. So the address again is 22876 Mountain Avenue, Paris, California. You need additional information, you can also reach me at 310-590-5572. I tell you, the Holy Ghost is going to be walking the floor. There is a word from heaven and has your name on it. So come out and be blessed. God bless you, Elder Prevo.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God once again for Apostle Thomas. Hallelujah. We thank God for, like I said, everything that God's doing in her ministry. Hallelujah. So y'all be there tomorrow morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. And fellowship and worship and hear, hallelujah, the man of God who you just heard. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And we thank God for that. We thank God, amen, for everything that he's doing. Praise God. Amen. And before we close out, do we have any further announcements, praise God, amen, from any other ministries that are present on the line on tonight, praise God. Amen, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the man of God that brought forth that word, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everybody that is present on the line, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, prophecy spoke by the word, by the man of God, hallelujah, and we believe, Lord, by your word, hallelujah, that these things shall come to pass, hallelujah, and we thank you and we magnify you for them even now, praise God, hallelujah, and we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, we praise you, Lord, we magnify you, Lord, for you are truly worthy to be praised, you are worthy to be magnified, you are worthy to be lifted up, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for just bringing us through this day. Hallelujah. Blessing us to make it through to another night. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance for blessing us to see another day. Hallelujah. And we praise you and magnify your holy name, for you are truly worthy to be praised. Lord, we want you to know that we love you and we appreciate you, Lord, for everything that you do. In Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. And we just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. Praise God. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. And do not forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Praise God. And we'll see y'all tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Right back here on Care Radio Network. Everybody have a blessed night.
Be blessed. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Love you all.
Good night. Good night. See you tomorrow.
Amen.
Amen.